Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to warp an old-school DNB kick so it feels heavier, deeper, and more alive, using an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say old-school kick, wait, I do not mean make it massive in solo. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, and darker edits, the kick's job is to feel solid and purposeful while leaving room for the sub, the break, and the arrangement. So we're not chasing the biggest kick possible. We are chasing the kick that hits with confidence and evolves across the track. That's the key idea here. Instead of fixing the kick once and leaving it static, we're going to shape it over time. We'll use warp settings, clip volume automation, EQ movement, saturation, filtering, and a bit of arrangement thinking to make the kick feel different in the intro, the build, the drop, and the switch up. That's a very DNB-friendly way of working, because this genre lives on contrast. Let's start with the sample. Pick a kick that already has the right attitude. You want something short, punchy, and not overly modern or clicky. A kick with some body in the low end or low mids is ideal. If you're not sure, aim roughly for a fundamental somewhere around 45 to 80 Hz, with maybe a little thump around 120 to 200 Hz. Don't worry if it's not perfect. This lesson is about making the kick feel heavier through processing and automation, not finding some magical sample that does everything for you. Drag the kick into an audio track and listen to it with a break or a sub playing. That part matters. Don't solo it for too long. In DNB, the kick has to work in context, not just sound impressive on its own. Now open the sample in clip view and make sure warp is on. For a kick, you usually want to preserve the punch naturally, so keep the warp approach simple. If the sample is very transient heavy, beats can work well. If you want a straightforward pitched character, repitch can be a nice option. I would usually avoid getting fancy with stretch modes on a single kick unless you're deliberately going for a textured edit sound. The goal is not to stretch the kick into something unrecognizable. The goal is to tighten it up. Trim the start so the transient is clean. Then make sure the kick lands exactly on the grid. If the kick feels late, check the clip start first before blaming the track timing. Tiny offsets at the clip level can change the whole groove feel. In fast DNB tempos, like 170 to 174 BPM, clean timing is everything. A kick that's warped neatly will sit better against break edits and sub movement, and it will feel more locked into the rhythm section. Now let's build a simple weight chain. On the kick track, add EQ8, then saturator, then utility. Start with EQ8. Don't do anything extreme. If there's unnecessary rumble, you can cut very low frequencies around 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick feels muddy, try a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs more knock, you can experiment with a small boost around 60 to 90 Hz, or maybe 100 to 140 Hz depending on the sample. Then add saturator. Keep the drive modest, somewhere around 2 to 6 dB to start. If the kick needs a little more density, turn on soft clip. But watch the transient. If the kick starts losing its snap, that's a sign you've pushed the drive too hard. Then add utility. Keep width at 100% if the kick is mono, and use the gain control as a simple automation target later. At this point, we've got a kick that is clean, controlled, and ready to be animated. And that brings us to the heart of the lesson. Automation first. Instead of trying to make one static kick sound work for every section, we're going to automate the feel of the kick across the arrangement. In an edits workflow, that is a huge win. You can create section-by-section variation without rebuilding the whole drum pattern. Let's begin with clip-level automation. Open the kick clip and use clip envelopes. A good beginner move is to automate track volume. Give the kick a tiny lift in the drop section, maybe half a dB to 1.5 dB, and then pull it back slightly in breakdowns or transition bars so the track breathes. That small amount of movement can make a surprisingly big difference. In DNB, tiny changes often matter more than huge ones. You can also automate saturator drive. For example, keep the kick a little cleaner in the intro, then make it a touch dirtier in the drop. We're talking subtle changes here. Maybe 2 dB of drive in the intro and 4 or 5 dB in the drop. That gives you contrast without turning the kick into a distorted mess. Here's the teacher style tip. Think in terms of reveal. Don't leave the full weight on all the time. Bring it in only when the arrangement needs impact. A kick often feels heavier when the section before it is slightly restrained. Next, let's use filtering to create tension and release. Add an auto filter after the saturator if you want the kick to change character across the track. Set it to a low pass filter. In the intro or a breakdown, keep the cutoff lower, maybe somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Then, when the drop lands, open it up fully, or at least much higher so the kick feels more present and alive. Keep resonance fairly low unless you want a noticeable sweep. The idea is not to make the kick sound like a special effect. The idea is to make it breathe with the arrangement. This is a classic D&B move. A more muted kick before the drop can make the drop feel much bigger, even if the sound itself barely changes. That contrast is what gives the arrangement energy. If the kick is still feeling too thin, you can layer carefully. One simple way is to duplicate the kick track and process the copy differently. On the duplicate, low pass it around 120 to 150 Hz with a Q8, then turn it down a lot so it only adds weight, not attack. If needed, set it to mono with utility. You can also use a tiny subby layer or a short low percussion hit through simpler, if you want extra body, but keep that layer subtle. In D&B, the kick should not steal the sub lane from the bass. The layer is there for feel, not for obvious stacking. Now let's think about the arrangement. For an intro, the kick can be slightly smaller, cleaner, and maybe a little filtered. As you move into the build, let it get a bit dirtier or brighter. In the main drop, give it full weight and full range. In a switch up, pull it back slightly or narrow the energy to create contrast. Then bring the heavy version back for the second drop. That can be as simple as auto-mating track volume, saturator drive, auto-filter frequency, or utility gain over the different sections. A good rough starting point is this. The intro kick might sit 1 to 3 dB lower than the drop. The switch up might drop back by half a dB to 1.5 dB, or lose a little saturation. Again, small moves. That's the D&B mindset. If your kick is sitting over a break or drum edit, glue it together with drum bus or a light compressor. With drum bus, a little drive can help. Keep it gentle, maybe 5 to 15%. You can nudge transients up if the kick needs more bite, or down if it's too sharp. Be very careful with boom, because too much low-end emphasis will fight the bass. If you use a compressor, start with a ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient can get through, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. You want glue, not squashing. The kick and break should feel like one rhythm section, not a limiter fight. Now let's do an important check. Mono. Put utility on the bass or master and briefly narrow things down to mono. Listen to whether the kick still reads clearly. If it disappears or weakens badly, the issue is usually too much low-mid clutter or a frequency clash with the bass. The fix is often simple. Carve a little space in the bass around the kick's fundamental, reduce any unnecessary boost in the kick's low end, and keep the low end centered. In darker D&B mixes, a kick that works in mono is much more likely to translate on club systems and headphones. At this point, if the automation feels good, consider resampling. That's a very practical Ableton move, especially for edit-style drum and bass. Record the kick and break section to a new audio track, or consolidate the clip, and then make tiny warp edits if needed. Once you've got a version that feels right, print it. Commit to it. That saves time and helps you move faster into bass and arrangement. Here's why this workflow works so well. It keeps you focused on contrast, not just loudness. A kick feels heavier when it arrives after a slightly restrained section. A kick feels bigger when the filter opens or the saturation increases at just the right moment. A kick feels more alive when its level or character changes across the track by tiny amounts. That's the old school D&B trick. Not huge changes, smart changes. Before we wrap up, here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the kick huge in solo and assume it will work in the mix. Always check it with the bass and the break. Don't overwarp the sample. Keep the timing tight, but avoid obvious stretch artifacts. Don't boost too much low end. If the kick sounds thick but unclear, cut muddy low mids instead of adding more sub. Don't overdo saturation. Too much drive can flatten the transient and make the kick less punchy. And don't ignore the arrangement. In D&B edits, repetition is fine only if the energy evolves. If you want to push this further, try these ideas later on. Automate the EQ low cut point slightly, use parallel saturation on a duplicated kick layer, give the first kick of every four bars a tiny volume lift, or print a few alternate kick versions and swap them between sections. For your practice, build an 8-bar loop with a kick, a break, and a sub. Warp the kick cleanly. Add EQ8, saturator, and utility. Make bars 1 to 4 slightly cleaner, then bars 5 to 8 a little louder or dirtier. Add a short auto filter opening on the last bar. Check it in mono. Then save one clean roller version and one heavier drop version. The goal is simple. Make the kick feel different across the loop without changing the sample. So to recap, start with a kick that fits D&B timing and character. Warp it cleanly. Shape it with EQ, saturation, utility, and filtering, automated across the arrangement, keep the base lane clear, and check mono often. In DNB edits, small automation moves create big energy changes. All right, that's the workflow. Let the kick come alive, keep it controlled, and make the arrangement do the heavy lifting.